I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and I'm here on the Real Relationships Show sharing my solo sessions. These sessions are accumulation of my expertise, my experience, my thoughts, my opinion, the answers to questions I get asked in my email and on my socials, and the questions that I answer every week on my regular radio slot. So grab a drink, sit back, relax, and let's get ready to start changing your life by changing your relationship. Oh, lovely. That's given me the opportunity to go and grab a Lemsip. Other cold and flu treatments are available. So, what was I saying before that song? I was saying, don't turn down the opportunity to date anyone. And let me just clarify what I mean by that, because I'm not saying you should say yes to every single person out there who invites you on a date. I'm saying use some discretion, but don't just turn people down because you have instantly decided they're not your type. There are so many, many stories I can share, my own included, where if the individual being asked had turned down the date, they would not have met the love of their life. If I tell you, I only went on a date with my partner to shut him up and get him to stop asking me. I thought, he's going to keep asking until I go on a date, so I'm going to go. What transpired was that he was more my type than any single one of the people I had ever dated who I believed were my type. And that made me really recognize the importance of not taking people at face value, not judging a book by its cover. And just think across your own life. And, you know, if you are over 40 and you are entering the dating game again, you will have had lots and lots of experiences, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's in sort of dropping kids off at school, or at any other event you've been to, where you have met somebody, you've made an instant judgment about them, and then found that your thoughts, your opinion about them changed as you got to know them. And the same happens when we are looking for partners, and particularly as we get older. The people who we were more drawn to in our 20s are quite often not the people we're drawn to in our 30s, in our 40s, in our 50s and beyond. So be open to accepting dates with people who invite you out, even if at first you think, oh, I'm not sure if I fancy you. And, you know, physical attraction is a part of it. But as we get older, it's more important that we have that emotional and intellectual connection than the physical connection. The physical connection grows over time. And that, again, as we get older, that starts to deplete a little. It's not so important. And that's not to say that we don't want physical attraction. If you are absolutely repulsed by somebody, then absolutely you do not want to date them, because no matter how hard you try, it's unlikely that you are going to find them physically attractive. And that will create a problem at some point in your relationship when you decide you want things to get physical. But for the most part, you know, the majority of us aren't Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Jennifer Aniston, Gwyneth Paltrow, whoever your ideal body might be. The majority of us don't look like that. We don't have those bodies. Most of us are doing the best we can with what we've got. And that's fine. But when you meet somebody, when you agree to go out on a date with somebody who you've only just met, you are going in with a completely blank page. You are enabling yourself to go in and ask questions, to find out more about them, to discover areas you might have in common, to discover things about them that you might find interesting, and they will discover things about you that you might find interesting. They might entice you to do things that you've never considered before in terms of perhaps go to a dance class or gym or try a different genre of film or books or visit somewhere different or try a different cuisine, anything like that. And it's really important as we get older that we still keep our minds open to new experiences. And meeting somebody on a date enables you to do just that. They don't have to become your next partner. They don't have to become the love of your life. You could just meet them, have a really, really interesting conversation, and leave it at that. And I always recommend, well, as we are older, have your first date as a coffee date. Arrange to meet in a coffee shop, sort of late afternoon, early evening. Because what you're then doing is setting the expectation. You go into a coffee shop, you're not likely to be there for more than an hour. It's a very public space. You're keeping a clear head. You're not assuming the other person drinks or doesn't. Lots of people these days are choosing not to drink alcohol. And the first thing you say, if you say, oh, should we go out for a drink? And they say, I don't drink alcohol, that makes both of you feel a bit awkward. If you're the person who drinks alcohol, you might think, oh, they don't drink, they're going to be really boring. And if you're the one that doesn't drink, you might think, oh, they drink, they're going to be a nightmare, they're going to want to go out drinking every night. Meeting in a coffee shop is really neutral territory. And it gives you the opportunity to get to know each other, have a chat, ask what book you're reading. If you're sat there waiting for somebody and reading a book, ask about the book, find out what genres of books they like. So it's really a good way to get to know other people, get to be introduced to new things in a really safe environment. So it's why I say don't ever turn down a date. Unless, of course, you absolutely know there's no chance with that person. Okay, so I've lost my train of thought now. I was going to mention something else. That's it, I've got it. I've got cotton wool head at the moment with this cold. So, all I was going to say was that the worst thing that can happen, even if going on a date in a coffee shop doesn't result in you meeting your next partner or the love of your life, the absolute worst thing that can happen is you could just meet somebody who becomes a good friend. And that's not a problem. Now, I can hear you saying, but Deb, I've got plenty of friends, I don't need any more. But if we go out into the world giving off that sort of vibe, that sort of energy, we are not going to attract people to us. People are not going to say, shall we grab a coffee? Shall we go out for a drink? Can we go on a date? If you go out into the world with an open mind, being open to meeting new people and being open to sharing and having new experiences, you are more likely to be invited on dates, invited to events where you could meet potential partners. So it's about what you want. They say we receive what we give. And that is really, really true. So give it a try. Next time you're invited out on a date, arrange to meet in a coffee shop and just see where it leads. There's no pressure. You're under no obligation. You do not have to go out on a second date. You do not have to make that become the love of your life. Don't forget, many, many people are meeting their sort of their partner, their love of their life as they are older. We are a much older generation. We are surviving until we are much older. There are so many more opportunities out there for us to meet a partner. I'd love for you to let me know your experiences of dating. Please drop an email to Andy at theloveshow.co.uk. And equally, if you've got any questions, send them in to Andy at theloveshow.co.uk, and I'll be sure to answer those soon. Thanks a lot. Hi, Andy. Oh, I love that song. So, I had a message from Jay this week, and it's quite an interesting one, and one that I'm often asked by friends, by family. It's something that comes up time and time again. So, I'm really glad that Jay emailed in. And Jay has said, I'm over 40. I want to meet someone, but I don't want to go onto dating apps. How do I meet someone now that it seems all dating and relationships start online? And, that's a really valid question, really interesting concern. And I said to Jay, as I say to so many people, embrace yourself. And that sounds really trite, but what I mean by that is do the things that you enjoy, go to the places that you enjoy, and hang out, hang out with people you like to hang out with. It's not necessarily about creating a persona for yourself because the online market is very much about people trying to present the best versions of themselves. And please excuse me, I'm full up with a cold and I'm aware that I sound really weird today, so apologies for that. But in the online space, people try to present the best version of themselves. It's like going out, say, at Christmas time or going to a family event and getting dressed up in your best clothes. We think that by putting on our best dress or best suit and putting our makeup on and getting our hair done hides all of the other stuff going on that maybe isn't so great about us. And it's all the good stuff we present online. In the offline world, people see the three-dimensional person rather than the two-dimensional person. So by that, what I mean is they get to know you, and of course, they create an impression based on first impressions. That very much stands. But they also then get to know you through your words and through your actions. And they get to observe you in an environment that you are more comfortable in. And it is over time that people gravitate towards you or they move away from you. And we all attract and repel people through our lives. That's normal. We can't, as I've often said, we can't be all things to all people. We will always have people who dislike us. No matter what we do, they won't like us for some reason or another. And that's fine. I've had lots of people take an active dislike in me because of the way I speak. Because the way I speak to them means I must be posh and stuck up. Now, anyone that knows me knows that is as far away from the truth as it is possible to get. But because of the way I speak, people have already decided they don't like me. Some people give me a chance to prove to them that I'm likable, and others won't. And that's absolutely fine. Not everybody is going to like me, just as I don't like everybody. We all do that. So when we are out and about, when we are doing our own thing, when we are doing the things that bring us joy, that's when we attract the people who are genuinely attracted to us, the people who like us, because we are relaxed, we are engaged, and we are not trying to be something or someone that we are not. Now, it can take a lot of time that way to meet the perfect partner, particularly if you do the same things week in, week out, and invariably there's the same group of people. So it's up to somebody new joining the group who becomes maybe a potential partner. But another thing you can do is let your friends and let your family know that you are open to being introduced to somebody who could be a potential partner. And that's not as daft as it may sound. When I first started saying that to people, they'd look at me and say, I can't tell people I'm looking for a partner. That sounds awful. But just as we might say to somebody, I'm looking for a new car. If you see a particular style of car anywhere, let me know. Or I'm looking for a new handbag. If you see any decent black handbags anywhere, let me know. It is no different asking people or letting people know that you are looking for a partner than letting people know you are looking for a new car or a new handbag or a new pair of shoes or the perfect holiday destination or your favorite, I don't know, weekend getaway, an Airbnb. View it in the same respect. It's almost like going shopping or telling people you're in the market for something else. What I would also suggest, there's a little bit of a checklist going on here, but what I would also suggest is don't turn down any requests for dates. And I'll come back to that after we've listened to this next song. And I'll tell you a bit more about what I mean by that.
Join me in the next solo session, where I'll be intimately yours once more. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and you've been listening to The Real Relationships Show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, support, or send me a voice message, and you might feature in a future episode.